Welcome back to our Divine Office Praying with Scripture session. Today is a beautiful day to pray with the Divine Office, and we're going to try to celebrate evening prayer. I don't believe we have any particularly notable saints for today, not for a few more days. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The setting sun now dies away, and darkness comes at close of day. Your brightest beams, dear Lord, impart, and let them shine within our heart. We praise your name with joy this night. Please watch and guard us till the light, joining the music of the blessed. O Lord, we sing ourselves to rest. Most loving God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one, Trinity blessed, whom we adore, be praise and glory evermore. The Lord surrounds his people with his strength, as at the Father. The one Psalm 125. The Lord, guardian of his people, is the caption. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart. But to the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's sweetness and love, make the Father's grace and love known to us through the Holy Spirit, through his power, his comfort, and wisdom. The Lord surrounds his people with his strength. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord surrounds his people with his strength. At the font too, unless you acquire the heart of a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace, as a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts again. But may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke. Unless you acquire the heart of a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Pour out your blessings upon us, Lord. Teach us to be grateful for the gifts that you continue to give us no matter what we do. Turn us back to your heart. Help us acquire the childlike heart that you wish. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Unless you acquire the heart of a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of us a kingdom and priests. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. I'm going to read a little bit out of the Sacred Bible. Reading from the book of Judges, chapter 4. After Ehud's death, the Israelites again offended the Lord, so that the Lord allowed them to fall into the power of the Canaanite king Jabin, who reigned in Hazor. The general of his army was Sisera, who dwelt in Hazrosheth Gilgoma. But the Israelites cried out to the Lord, for with his 900 iron chariots he sorely oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. At this time the prophetess Deborah, wife of Lappodadok, was judging Israel. She used to sit under Deborah's palm tree, situated between Ramah and Bethel, in the mountain region of Ephraim. And there, the Israelites came up to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Balak, son of Abinadab, from Kedesh of Naphtali. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, commands, she said to him. Go, march on Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 Naphtalites and Zebulunites. I will lead Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, out to you at the Wadi Kishron, together with his chariots and troops, and will deliver them into your power. But Barak answered her, if you come with me, I will go, but if you do not come with me, I will not go. I will certainly go with you, she replied, but you shall not gain the glory in this expedition on which you are setting out, for the Lord will have Sisera fall into the power of a woman. So Deborah joined Balak and journeyed with him to Kedesh. Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh, and 10,000 men followed him. Deborah also went up with him. Now that Kenzanite Heber had detached himself from his own people, the descendants of Hobath, Moses' brother-in-law, and had pitched his tent by the Tenebrith of Zanathmin, which was near Kadesh. It was reported to Sisera that Barak, son of Abinadab, had gone up to Mount Tabor. So Sisera assembled from Hazrosheth-gam at the Wadi Kisron, all 900 of his iron chariots and all his forces. Deborah then said to Barak, Be off, for this is the day on which the Lord has delivered Sierra into your power. The Lord marches before you. So Barak went down Mount Tabor, followed by his 10,000 men. And the Lord put Sierra and all his chariots and all his forces to rout before Barak. Sierra himself dismounted from his chariot and fled on foot. Barak, however, pursued the chariots and the army as far as Hazrosheath Hath, Gilmon. The entire army of Sierra fell beneath the sword, not even one man surviving. Sierra, in the meantime, had fled on foot to the tent of Jael, wife of Kenite, Heber, since Jabin, king of Hazrah, and the family of the Canaanite Heber were at peace with one another. Jael went out to meet Sierra and said to him, "Come in, my lord, come in with me. Do not be afraid." So he went into her tent, and she covered him with a rug. He said to her, "Give me a little water to drink, I am thirsty." But she opened a jug of milk for him to drink, and then covered him over. "Stand at the entrance of the tent," he said to her. "If anyone comes and asks, 'Is there someone here?' say no." Instead, Jael, wife of Heber, got a tent peg and took a mallet in her hand. While Sierra was sound asleep, she stealthily approached him and drove the peg through his temple into the ground, so that he perished in death. Then when Barak came in pursuit of Sierra, Jael went out to meet him and said to him, "Come, I will show you the man you seek." So he went in with her, and there lay Sierra dead with the tent peg through his temple. Thus on that day, God humbled the Canaanite king, Jabin, before the Israelites. Their power weighed ever heavier upon him, till at length they destroyed the Canaanite king, Jabin. Responsory prayer. To shame the strong, God chose the weak, so that no one might boast in his presence, for his power is made perfect in weakness. God chose those who were nothing at all to humble those who were everything, for his power is made perfect in weakness. We'll be reading. Above all, he who preaches peace, this is St. Cyprian, preaching from a treatise on the Lord's Prayer. Above all, he who preaches peace and unity did not want us to pray by ourselves in private or for ourselves alone. We do not say, "My Father who art in heaven, nor give me this day my daily bread." It is not for himself alone that each person asks to be forgiven, not to be led into temptation or to be delivered from evil. Rather, we pray in public as a community, and not for one individual, but for all, for the people of God are all one. God is the teacher of harmony, peace, and unity, and desires each of us to pray for all men, even as he bore all men in himself alone. The three young men shut up in the furnace of fire observed this rule of prayer. United in the bond of the Spirit, they uttered together the same prayer. The witness of Holy Scripture describes the incident for us, so that we might imitate them in our prayer. Then all three began to sing in unison, blessing God. Even though Christ had not yet taught them to pray, nevertheless they spoke as with one voice. It is for this reason that their prayer was persuasive and efficacious, for their simple and spiritual prayer of peace merited the presence of the Lord. So too, after the ascension, we find the apostles and the disciples praying together in this way. Scripture relates, they all joined together in continuous prayer with the women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. They all joined together in continuous prayer. The urgency and the unity of their prayer declares that God, who fashions a bond of unity among those who live in his home, will admit into his divine home for all eternity only those who pray in unity. My dear friends, the Lord's Prayer contains many great mysteries of our faith. In those few words there is great spiritual strength. for this summary of divine teaching contains all of our prayers and petitions. And so the Lord commands us, pray then like this, Our Father who art in heaven. We are new men who have been reborn and restored to God by grace. We have already begun to be His sons, and we can say, Father. John reminds us of this. He came to His own home, and His own people did not receive Him. But to those who received Him, who believe in His name, He gave power to become children of God. Profess your belief that you are sons of God by giving thanks. Call upon God, who is your Father in heaven. Responsory prayer. I will proclaim your name to my brothers and praise you in the midst of the assembly. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples, and sing songs to you among the nations, and praise you in the midst of the assembly. Almighty God, our source of hope and strength, is going to be the final prayer. First, we have this. Mary, the Canticle of Mary. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For He has worked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. God establishes His people in hope. Let us cry out to Him with joy. You are the hope of your people, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because in Christ you have given us all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. O God, in your hands are the hearts of the powerful. Bestow your wisdom upon government leaders. May they draw from the fountain of your counsel and please you in thought and word and deed. The talents of artists reflect your splendor. May their work give the world hope and joy. You do not allow us to be tested beyond our ability. Strengthen the weak and raise up the fallen. Praying for your personal intentions, for your families, for your needs, for your intentions, I join with you in praying for your intentions. For peace, for the Holy Spirit's gifts. Through your Son, you promised to raise man on the last day. Remember those who have died in the state of purification. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, may our evening prayer rise up to you, and your blessing come down upon us. May your salvation and help be ours now and through all eternity. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Thank you for journeying with me on this continuing formation journey and this exciting journey of the Church. We, of course, pray for Iran and Israel. Praying for the best for both of those peoples, praying for a better way of thinking through and governing those countries and thinking through their problems. All right. Good night. Thank you, everyone. I am tired and exhausted. Continue to pray for me, and thank you for joining us in our prayers, please.